What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Well, it was quite a night in the United States after President Donald Trump and his challenger Joe Biden fiercely clashed in one of the most fiery White House debates in years. Well, there's a lot to discuss. Who better to talk to than Mr. Simon Marks? Simon, we could talk about this for the next 3 hours. 5 minutes, go.
You've got it, Ian. Most Republicans, I think, are conceding the president lost last night's debate, which is why they're all blaming the moderator, Chris Wallace of Fox News. He fixed it, they say. But in reality, this debate was the lowest point in modern American political history, and both men bear culpability. Donald Trump for refusing to let Joe Biden get a word in edgeways. Joe Biden for simply showing up and definitely not bringing his A game with him. We remained in the barnyard for most of the debate. It will, of course, be remembered for Joe Biden urging Donald Trump to put a sock in it, although to be fair, at the time, the vice president was refusing to answer a pretty basic question. Is he going to enlarge the Supreme Court, pack it with judges in a bid to halt its right-wing drift?
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the question is, the question is,
justice, the radical question, left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
on,
man.
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This
who's
is
on your
so
list?
Right.
Gentlemen,
this,
I think
this
we've
is
ended
so
this.
Unprecedented.
Court.
We have
going to give a list.
We have ended this segment.
Sadly, only the segment, not the entire debate. If it had ended there, militarized neo-fascist vigilantes wouldn't have won their shout-out from the president. The Proud Boys is deemed an extremist group by the FBI, but last night, the president seemed to infer that he was their commander-in-chief.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
peace.
Well,
then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
This morning, the Proud Boys changed their logo. It now incorporates President Trump's instruction to stand back and stand by. A simply stunning moment. A president already threatening that he may not honor the peaceful transfer of power next January, now putting white supremacist vigilantes on standby for future deployment. If Donald Trump was disgraceful, Joe Biden was mostly ineffectual. He didn't land a single compelling blow on the president. Not on COVID-19, not on Donald Trump's tax avoidances, not on the president's description of the military as losers and suckers. Where do we go from here? Well, the president darkly warned last night that the election will not end well, as he once again launched an entirely false tirade, claiming millions of ballots are being fraudulently cast. Joe Biden said this morning that he's looking forward to the next two debates, which definitely raises questions about his judgment, but he intimated he might see a rule change in a bid to silence the president.
I just hope there's a way in which the debate commission can control the ability of us to answer the question without interruption. My hope is that they're able to say the question gets asked of Trump. He has a microphone. He has 2 minutes to answer the question. No one else has a microphone. And then I don't know what the actual rules are going to be, literally. But that's what seemed to me to make some sense.
And within the last hour, the commission, which runs these encounters, has issued a statement conceding that last night was indeed, as Joe Biden put it, a national embarrassment. It says additional structure is needed, whatever that means, to ensure a more orderly discussion of the issues. And it says it will unveil its plans soon. Any changes to the rules will have to be agreed by both campaigns, of course. So it is, Ian, entirely possible that we may have seen the one and only debate of this pitiful election cycle.
Well, I think we could all be very grateful for that. It was the worst debate I've seen since I started watching these debates in 1980. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.